thief. Two other criminals were led out to be executed with him at a place called the Skull. There all three were crucified, Jesus on the center cross and the two criminals on either side. Luke chapter 23, verses 32 and 33. A signboard was nailed to the cross above him with these words, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed, "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." But the other criminal protested, "Don't you even fear God when you're dying? We deserve to die for our evil deeds, but this man hasn't done one thing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "Today you will be with me in paradise." This is a solemn promise. That's the book of Luke, chapter 23, verses 38 to 43. The Bible says that this man who asked Jesus to remember him was a thief. His crime must have been very bad to deserve crucifixion as a punishment. Remember, he was justly accused of a crime, unlike Jesus, who was completely innocent. And yet, having led the life of a criminal, certainly never before knowing Jesus, he was assured by Jesus of going to heaven, of being in paradise with him. The thief did three things. Notice, one, he recognized Jesus Christ as God. Number two, he recognized himself as a sinner. Number three, he asked Jesus to save him. When the thief did this, Jesus answered in no uncertain terms that his sin was forgiven and the thief would be in heaven when he died. A solemn promise, as Jesus himself said. So it was very clear that salvation is obtained by, one, believing Jesus Christ is God. You can look this up in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Number two, confessing to Jesus that you are a sinner. Look up Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Number three, believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior of your life. Look up the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. Can you do this right now wherever you are? You can receive the free gift of eternal life by saying from your heart this simple prayer. Say it along with us. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, but I believe that you died upon the cross for me, that you shed your precious blood for the forgiveness of my sin. And I believe on the third day you rose into heaven to prepare a place for me. You are God, Jesus, and I accept you now as my Lord, my Savior, my God, and my friend. Come into my heart now, Lord Jesus. Set me free from my sin. And because you are my Savior, Jesus, I shall not die but have everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus. And after you accept Christ, go tell others. God now lives inside of you, and he wants you to do his ministry through you, out toward others. Go serve God. God bless you.